Now, more than 500,000 people here are now served by at-risk public water supplies, with the number increasing last year, according to the latest Environmental Protection Agency's annual report on drinking water. They found that overall the quality of drinking water in Ireland is very high, but that there had been a big increase in people who have to boil their water, and for longer. We'll talk to Ishke Aaron, who manages water supplies, shortly, but first, Julie McInnes owns the Schooner Pub in Whitegate in County Cork. She is one of the approximately 10,000 residents of the area that has been under a boil notice now for years. She spoke to our reporter, Ethna Dodd.
We're on a boil water notice at the moment. So the impact of that on our business would be that obviously all any water that's consumed on the premises has to be bottled, and all ice has to be bought in to use in the pub as well. I suppose we go to a minimum will be 2 bags a day. Now, to buy it in the supermarket, it's probably about €2 or something. Bottled water, we probably go to maybe 5-10 litres a day. We buy in 5 gallon drums of water from cash and carry or in shops, and we give them that obviously at no charge, because a glass of water is just a glass of water.
And have you had much communication from Ishke Aaron on when you might be off this, what's going to happen in the future?
No, we've been given no notification as to what's going to happen in future. We do receive a text every so often to say that the boil water notice is still effective and that the HSE guidelines are to be followed. But that's the only notification that we get from them, apart from the bill for water being used every year.
And how do you feel about that bill while you're under a boil water notice?
Having conversations with cost of the bill, what they've been telling us is that it's only the water that's metered coming into the premises you were being charged for, and the wastewater going out. So I suppose they have a point there. If we're not drinking the water, the drinking water we're not paying for. When it's on a meter, they can justify the charge. So we don't boil it for the premises and we buy it in. So that will be our cost there, just the actual purchase of it. So the 5 litre gallons that we use, 2 of those every day, as well as 2 bags of ice a day. And then that's minimum. At the weekends, obviously, there'd be a little more, but that would just be on a day-to-day basis. I suppose it's not a huge cost, but every cost is a cost these days, isn't it?
That's Julie McInnes in Whitegate in County Cork with our reporter Ethna Dodd. Margaret Attridge is with us now. She's Ishke Aaron's head of water operations. Margaret Attridge, thank you very much for talking to us today. You've been listening to Julie McInnes. She tells us her water has been undrinkable for 6 years now. Why?
Yeah, look, the treatment plant in Whitegate needs upgrading. I suppose the situation you have in Whitegate, it is seasonal, and it's the heavy rainfall in the wintertime really impacts on the water source there, and the treatment plant is just not adequate to treat it. We're going through the delivery process to have a new treatment plant in place, and it will be in place. We've gone through planning, that has been achieved. It's a detailed design. It will be constructed and in place by 2027. But unfortunately, Whitegate is our longest boil water now that's in place in the whole country. It has been difficult to resolve, but we have a solution now in place that will be delivered within the next couple of years.
Yes, but it's not alone. The EPA report says that in 2023, boil water notices impacted 254,000 people. Half of boil water notices were in place for more than 30 days. That's nearly double the number from the previous year. And they say this recent trend of significantly more long-term boil water notices need to be reversed by Ishke Aaron and requires proactive measures to address the underlying causes and improve the resilience of these supplies. Why are so many people on boil notices for so long?
Yeah, just to say currently, nationally, we have 11 boil water notices now. About 4 or 5 of them are just for individual houses. So if you took Whitegate, it's approximately 10,000 people. That's 10,000 people across the rest of the country. And 2 of those schemes we'll remove at the end of August. So Whitegate and a small number of schemes with individual houses by the end of August should be the only long-term boil waters that we have in place. So we have, our investment has made huge strides into making our treatment plants more resilient and more robust to deal with the variances in river water quality or operational issues that cause these boil water notices. Most of our boil water notices are short-lived. I mean, just last week we had a boil water notice imposed for about 8,000 people in Tipperary and Newport. And that was following really, really heavy rain that fell on the mountains there. The treatment plant couldn't cope with it. And the treatment plant automatically shuts down if the water quality is too poor. But we have to make a decision. Like, it's safer, it's better for people to have water than have no water. So in those situations, we will consult with the HSE and say, look, we're going to bring water back into supply, put it on a boil water notices until we can get the process back in operation following this deluge. And by the end of the week, we had the boil water notice lifted. That's kind of an example of the operation issues.
Thank you. Let's go back to Irish Water, Uisce Éireann. Excuse me, we were speaking to Margaret Attridge earlier. She is Uisce Éireann's head of water operations. This is off the back of the Environmental Protection Agency's annual report on drinking water. Margaret Attridge, good afternoon to you again, and thank you for coming back to us. The report also found that more than 500,000 people in the country are now still being served by what are called at-risk water supplies. That number going up from what it was in 2022. In many of these cases, this is because of a chemical known as THMs. In January, the European Court of Justice ruled that Ireland had failed to adhere to obligations over the levels of these in 21 water supplies. How dangerous are these chemicals to people?
Just to stay up front, when a scheme is at risk, it doesn't mean that the water isn't safe to drink. If the water is unsafe to drink, there would be a do not consume or a boil water notice on it. So all schemes on the RAL are safe to drink unless they are on some drinking water notice. Schemes with THMs in Ireland are water sources or river water sources, and you know, when you get that heavy rainfall, you get a wash of organics, leaves, twigs, etc., into the water. And it's when the organics, those organics decaying in the water, the residual of those reacts with the chlorine that we use to disinfect the water, that THMs are formed. THMs are trihalomethanes. Now, as far as the HSE concerned, it's much bigger priority to make sure the water is adequately disinfected rather than there being, rather than addressing the THM risk immediately. But we do have action plans in place for all the schemes to remove them from the remedial action list and to reduce the risk of THM formation.
Separately, last month, over 5,000 fish were killed in the River Aloe in County Cork in a special area of conservation. Uisce Éireann has a water treatment plant nearby. Have you found out what happened?
Yeah, look, that investigation into that is still ongoing, but we have completed a full deep clean-up there of that site, and we are carrying out ecological assessment of the river. But, I mean, what's important for us at this stage is just to make sure that there's no reoccurrence anywhere else in the country. So we have identified our treatment plants that are located in special areas of conservation, and we will be doing an inspection of all our chemical storage dosing facilities on those treatment plants to make sure there's not a reoccurrence. And we have issued an alert to all our treatment plant operators to make sure that they're vigilant in checking their chemical dosing infrastructure on site to make sure it's robust and resilient, that this doesn't happen again.
So it was a problem at the water treatment plant, yes?
There was a discharge of a chemical from the water treatment plant, yeah.
And how can you be sure that won't happen anywhere else in the country?
It's by increased vigilance, making sure that all our tanks are bonded, alarmed where necessary, and that that we carry out routine inspections on the treatment plants.
Margaret Attridge of Uisce Éireann, thank you very much for speaking with us today.